It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson in for Kate Archer Kent. Right now, we continue the State Capitol Report. We're switching gears to talk about veterans, from new initiatives to help working veterans, the state of Wisconsin's Veterans Museum, and more. Our guest is Mary Kolar, Secretary of the State Department of Veterans Affairs. As Secretary, she leads the agency that serves Wisconsin's 345,000 veterans and their families. She completed nearly three decades of service with the U.S. Navy. She's previously worked on the Dane County Board of Supervisors and with the Dane County Veterans Service Office. Now, Wisconsin veterans, this time is for you. We want to hear your story and your experiences. What would you like to share with the Veterans Department head? What questions do you have for Secretary Kolar? Call in now, 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas at WPR.org, or you can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Secretary Kolar, welcome back to the morning show.
Good morning, JC. It's great to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, thank you for being here. Now, let's look at, the Veterans Museum. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs operates the museum that's on the square, and it recently reopened. How has the exhibit changed?
Well, we have taken a solid look at each exhibit and see how it could be updated to better reflect all Wisconsin veterans, to tell the stories of the diverse representation of the citizens of Wisconsin throughout the state. So we're very pleased to tell the stories of more veterans. And I really appreciate you bringing up how it's changed, because we would also like to collect more stories. So veterans online, or people who are listening who know of veterans, we would really like to have their story be a part of our collection so that we can share the story with others.
And can you share some of the stories that are going to be on display or shared as part of the new exhibit?
Well, I'd like to highlight, for example, Wisconsin is a rich history of our tribes who have served in the military. For example, if you know about Mitchell Red Cloud, who Medal of Honor winner in Korea, and his tremendous bravery. So, and the women who have served, the people who of color who have served from Wisconsin, and come on in is what I encourage people to do. We have had virtual events also during the pandemic. We had 73 virtual events, which we will continue. So people are able to participate by learning, whether they are watching on their computer screen or actually coming in and learning more about Wisconsin veterans. This week, we will be having a live event. It will be focusing on music and the Vietnam experience of Wisconsin veterans. That will be occurring Thursday night. On Wednesday night, we have an event at the museum that the son of Gary Powers, so Francis Gary Powers, will be speaking of his father's experience. We have curator conversations. Just last week, we talked about Billy Mitchell, a Wisconsin native, and his influence on military aviation. Next, I just want to emphasize again the multitude of events, live and continuing with virtual. Movie nights. We just had a movie night with a discussion of the movie The Last Measure. So it really engages people literally throughout the country, and we've even had people from as far as Singapore participate in our virtual events. So again, so many stories that are in the Veterans Museum that are shared various ways. Again, we've learned so much during the pandemic that they can be shared virtually with shared discussions and now live events, and just come in and enjoy the displays, again, that have been refreshed during the pandemic.
We are talking to Mary Kolar right now. She is the Secretary of the State Department of Veterans Affairs, and you can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. Let's switch gears and look at some of what the department does. Some of it is outreach. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin is again urging her commitment to Veteran Support and Outreach Act, and that bill aims to help connect veterans with their benefits. Does the state VA face any challenges reaching eligible veterans?
The challenge is when you have veterans, understandably some who had their experience in the military, and then they want to go experience life without the military commitment. But we need to go have that outreach to every single veteran, no matter what their status is, so that they are reminded, because they may or may not have been told during their transition from military service. So when you bring up Tammy Baldwin, Senator Baldwin's CVSO Act, I actually encourage the National Association of State Directors of Veterans Affairs that Wisconsin belongs to. I initiated the resolution in support of that legislation, and it emphasizes the critical relationship states have, those who have county veteran service officers and tribal veteran service officers, that we are partners, WDVA, the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, working with our partners, our county veteran service officers. That is, the outreach is ongoing. Most particularly for WDVA, working with our CVSO and TVSO partners, is our Veterans Outreach and Recovery Program. Reaching out to those veterans most in need. And literally, we have, our coordinators have gone out and found veterans who are living under overpasses or living near railroad tracks, just living their lives and realizing, helping those veterans realize it's time to get help, and working with CVSOs, TVSOs, and others, community organizations. Not every veteran is eligible to be get service from the federal VA. So again, those Veterans Outreach and Recovery Program coordinators, working with CVSOs, TVSOs, working with nonprofits, they are able to get veterans the help that they need. If we have time, a story that I have is that recently there was an Army veteran here in Wisconsin that was facing his fourth DUI, and the coordinator working with that person was able to immediately get them residential substance use disorder into a treatment facility. And we helped with case management. And as the veterans neared completion of that program, the staff coordinated with the counselors at the treatment center to ensure that the veteran would continue getting ongoing treatment once he graduated. So the veteran did graduate from that program, continues to work with the VORP staff and other case managers. And recently that VORP, or the veteran, texted the case manager and said, "Just wanted to check in with you and let you know, I think I'm in a happier where I am for a while. Also, I appreciate you and all you've done for me. It's such a bright light in my life to know someone out there cares." And that veteran is now employed. So that veteran was able to turn their life around. And again, it's a collaboration between WDVA employees, state other service providers, nonprofits, and CVSOs and TVSOs.
Now, Secretary Kolar, we've been in a pandemic for the last year and a half, which exacerbated, mental health challenges for many people, but also for veterans. How did the department address those issues among veterans over the last year and a half?
Thank you for asking, because when the pandemic first hit, and there were so many unknowns, and so it was very difficult. Our coordinators, as I just mentioned, we have 11 throughout the state. We said, you need to stay home. You can work on a computer. You can take phone calls. And that's not the best way to help people who really need help. So as soon as protocols came out about wearing masks and social distancing and how we could go out and find people, but still protect the health of the employee and the veteran they're trying to help. We were back out as soon as possible. But that's what I've been emphasizing. As soon as I could get on the road, I'm seeing as many people as I can, and I know that the VORP coordinators are doing that as well. It is a concern that I have that relationships have deteriorated. We need to rebuild those relationships, work on rebuilding and establishing trust. So the pandemic did have a negative impact, but WDVA employees are working to assist veterans all the ways that we can, and that includes in person. I want to emphasize that our, for example, our Milwaukee claims office also had to have employees working from home, but our Milwaukee claims office and our Veterans Benefits Resource Center employees working from home, we actually had an even higher productivity rate. More veterans were able to be helped. We are back in the office by appointment at our Milwaukee claims office. So I encourage veterans to check out the wisvets.com and see our Veterans Benefits Resource Center, our links to our Milwaukee claims office, and also our Veterans Museum has a website as well, which I encourage people to go there and see the exhibits and virtual events, and that's wisvetsmuseum.com.
We are talking to Mary Kolar right now. She's the Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, and she's with us on this edition of the State Capitol Report. And we will continue our conversation and take your calls after the break. Of course, you can call in at 800-642-1234. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. In the State Capitol Report, we're talking about the issues that impact veterans in the state. Our guest is Mary Kolar, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, and you can join the conversation now at 800-642-1234. If you're a veteran, we want to hear from you, or if you're the spouse or child of a veteran, you can share your experience. Call now 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. And I want to go to one of our callers right now. We have Fran in Caledonia. Hi, Fran.
Hello.
Hi, Fran. You there?
Yes, I am.
What did you want to share, Fran?
This is a very fortuitous program because my uncle was a Milwaukee physician who was killed during World War II, Captain Anthony J. Gramling. We've been going through family artifacts, and my sister has his handwritten diary. It was like in a little notebook. And we have just been wondering where it ought to go. I think it went right up very close to the time that he was killed. And I'm wondering if your museum would be the right place to preserve that.
Thank you so much for that call, Fran. That's an amazing story. Secretary Kolar, how can families maybe donate artifacts from their own families to the museum?
Yes. Let's definitely connect. And if you, in the meantime, want to start with that website, the wisvetsmuseum.com. And the curator there should be a link, but WPR has my contact information if you want to follow up with me. But definitely that sounds like a tremendous treasure, which we deeply appreciate the service of your uncle. And we would definitely like to preserve that story and that diary. So let's make sure that we get you connected with the Wisconsin Veterans Museum. And I encourage other listeners, those treasures that you have, I mean, you see it when people find them at resale shops. You know, let us know your instead of having it be cleaned out in a box that people don't realize what's in there, let's go through that those boxes and find those stories and talk to the relatives that you may have that can provide more information about the service of the veteran. We deeply appreciate being able to share those stories. So the Wisconsin Veterans Museum, that, you know, every veteran is a story, and we really appreciate, Fran, your call and the opportunity to preserve your uncle's legacy.
Thank you so much for that call, Fran. Now, Secretary Kolar, I want to look back at some of the other issues facing veterans in the state. Let's stick with COVID-19. The Federal Department of Veterans Affairs is now mandating that all their healthcare workers need to get the COVID-19 vaccine. How is the State Department handling this?
So right now, it is up to employees to get the shot. We have regular communications encouraging everyone to get vaccinated against COVID. It is the number one way we can stop the spread. You're probably aware that Wisconsin has 3 skilled nursing facilities, veterans homes located in Chippewa Falls, King, and Union Grove. And we have 2 out of the 3 of the homes have a very high vaccination rate of their staff. All 3 homes have almost 100% vaccination rate of the members, the veterans and eligible family members who live at our homes. But we're constantly encouraging people to get the vaccination. So we do not have a state mandate. I do not anticipate having a mandate. You may have learned of other nursing facilities, medical facilities that are having employees strongly encouraged to get vaccination. And if they are not vaccinated, that there's something like weekly testing. So just because of some 1 or 2 cases that we have had at our home in Union Grove, testing is ongoing. So testing is happening independent of any direction on vaccinations. But that helps us know that though the staff vaccination rate, particularly at Union Grove, is lower than the others, well, at least we know that we have just 1 or 2 cases. We do not have an outbreak at Union Grove.
Would you support a vaccine mandate for state government healthcare workers?
I'm more of a carrot than a stick person, so I just want to emphasize, please get a vaccination. Please get a vaccination for the benefit of all of us, and particularly those most vulnerable. Our residents of our skilled nursing facilities, our veterans homes, can't go anywhere, but staff who can go out and enjoy being out in public, potentially bringing it back, that just terrifies me. So I strongly encourage everyone, and particularly all employees of WDVA, and especially our state veterans homes, to get vaccinated. Let's all work together to protect the most vulnerable.
We are talking to Mary Kolar. She is the Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs. Now, Secretary Kolar, in June, 4 former Wisconsin Department of Veterans Services employees spoke to the Capital Times about their experiences with the department. They said they felt micromanaged, marginalized, and sometimes condescended while they were employed. Have you seen this reporting? And how are you working to make the department more welcoming and equitable?
Well, thank you for asking about that. If you saw the article, you saw that I did acknowledge that's it. We have those 4 people who felt the way that they felt, and it's very discouraging. I want everyone to feel welcome and respected and enjoy being an employee of the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs. But please know that we have things at the department. For example, our Cultivating Culture Committee, its members tasked with showing appreciation for employee accomplishments, both big and small, and recognizing that the diversity that we have in our department. So the Cultivating Culture Committee works to help employees to feel comfortable and safe sharing input about the workplace. That committee has been instrumental in helping us develop our equity and inclusion plan and its goals of attracting a more diverse applicant pool. So again, we're just working on, you know, I'd say it's an everyday mission to ensure that we do have a safe and equitable and inclusive workplace.
Now, Secretary Kolar, we have about a minute left. With that in mind, what are some of your future goals for the department as you serve in the role of secretary?
Well, you know, when you talk about outreach, that's why I really welcome on getting back on the road. Just last Friday, I was with the Tribal Veteran Service Officers. We met in Mole Lake, and you know, just the one-on-one conversations to be able to hear directly from veterans, and in this case, the Tribal Veteran Service Officers. Recently, I met with the Visually Impaired Veterans of America. So it's just getting out there, reestablishing those relationships. Also, I'm the chair of the Community Engagement Committee for the Governor's Equity and Inclusion Advisory Council, and I'm traveling the state different people. We're sharing our stories, but also working to increase our engagement throughout the state, again, with a wide variety of people representing the diversity that Wisconsin is. And it's been absolutely fantastic to learn so much more about Wisconsin and our tremendous state and how diverse we are.
Secretary Kolar, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. It's great to be with you, JC.
Mary Kolar is Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs. She joined us to talk about the challenge facing veterans in the state and how the DVA is exploring new initiatives to help. Just ahead, the outgoing Deputy Director of the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association joins us to talk about his role in the organization and the future of high school sports. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. This is the State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.